الله الرحمن الرحيم سيد شعر بعري بالله ذات اختصاصات معنا شاحكي محمد اختصاص نور الله مرقده The title is میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سمندر کا ساحل بجز آہ کے کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے نہیں خط کنارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے کوئی کشتی غم سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے یہ اختر اسی کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد This beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hari Billah Rumi Ahwak تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ المرقدہ. It is a great bayan of the deep love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Your Hazrat is teaching us that Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world for a very, very special purpose and to build our connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has in fact commanded us how to build this connection. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. That O people of Iman, you have become the friend of Allah, but don't remain a friendship of a very low level. Now increase your friendship. And to get the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat has termed it so beautifully. This is the ocean of the great feeling of the love of Allah ta'ala, which Hazrat has mentioned as great pain. That is, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is great pain in this. After all, this is the greatest gift a person can ever get. But as Hazrat explains in another poem also, that Hazrat mentioned, our great Dada Shaykh has mentioned, that you to Allah wala banna bahut mushkil hai. Lekin Allah walo ke saath jur jao phir aasan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. That O Akhtar, like that, to become the friend of Allah, it's not an easy task. It's a very, very difficult task. But you just hold the hand of the friend of Allah Ta'ala, then you'll find it doesn't just become easy, it becomes enjoyable. Then Hazrat has explained how you'll tread this path of the love of Allah with Meri Moje Ram Be Sahara Nahi. That this is like jumping in the ocean of the love of Allah, which is that ocean, this is that ocean, which is an ocean of grief. But that is that grief, that is that worry which will take out all the other worries of yours. If we just have one worry, Wahu Allah, La ilaha illahu, it is only my Allah who has made me. There is nobody for me besides Allah. So if a person jumps in this ocean of the love of Allah in every moment and worry, and this will only get this worry from the friends of Allah, if we come with an open heart that a person checks, is Allah Ta'ala coming in my heart? Is this worry of Allah? And what is this worry? That I must not disobey my Allah. And disobedience of Allah in the love of Allah. Allah who is so kind, so merciful, so beloved. Allah who is seeing to all our needs. Even we disobey Allah, Allah Ta'ala still sees to our needs. So I have to be a loyal servant of Allah. That am I obedient to Allah? Then Hazrat says, when you come into this ocean of the love of Allah, you will see it's a very deep ocean, but be sahara nahi. You won't be in this ocean without a support. You will have the greatest support. La ilaha illahu. Hazrat is explaining that what is this ocean? This is this ocean of La ilaha illallah. The greatest thing Allah Ta'ala has mentioned to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That put the whole world on one side of the scale, besides Allah, everything else, and put La ilaha illallah on the one side, La ilaha illallah will outweigh everything. So this is this ocean of La ilaha illallah that we have to extract everything from our heart. And when Allah comes in the heart, then you'll find, whatever condition comes, you won't be without support. Immediately we will turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. As our Hazrat teaches us, myself, to learn that any condition comes upon a person, what comes on the tongue, that will be in the heart. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah, the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat explains it here so beautifully. Siwai tere koi sahara nahi, siwai tere koi hamara nahi. That Allah, besides you, I have got no support. And who is there that can be a support, a loving support? Everybody else, it can be your mother, your father, anybody. But have you got guarantee that support is going to be loving the next minute? Have you got support, you will be loving the next minute? Allah is that support for ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. What a guardian! That Allah is the best helper. Allah's help can never disappear. Allah Ta'ala can never die. Allah is all the time with us. So we have to build our support with Allah. That is, as our Hazrat teaches us, that learn to swim in this ocean of La ilaha illallah. That myself, still in nursery class, we just know the meaning of the kalima. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. But swim in the love of the, in the kalima, La ilaha illallah. Learn the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then learn how to make the zikr of Allah.
then see the enjoyment of just entering the house of Allah Ta'ala. Then the enjoyment of performing salah as we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you realize, siwai tere koi hamara nahi. That, oh Allah, besides you, there is nobody for me. I've got no friends, only you my friend. And the real friendship is the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the sign that Allah is your friend? You get enjoyment in salah, enjoyment in tilawat, enjoyment in zikr. There's no other enjoyment. Things which are besides Allah, you don't even have interest. You got nafrat towards those things. And Hazrat explains, now in this ocean of the love of Allah Ta'ala, how you will tread this ocean. Samandar ka sahil, paharo ke daman, bajuz ah ke kut sahara nahi. That you will learn the marifat of Allah. And Hazrat is painting a beautiful picture that you can be right at the lap of the mountain on the one side. And on the other side is the beautiful, huge ocean. In other words, you see outwardly it looks very big creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But compared to Allah Rabbul Izzat, these are not even one speck. It's not even one dot compared to the greatness of Allah. So whether it is the lap of the mountain, whether you can be alone there, whether you can be alone in the ocean, but oh Allah, bajuz ah, Hazrat takes a deep sigh from the bottom of his heart and says, oh Allah, besides you, there is no support for me. I can be alone in the ocean also, and it seems like there's nobody to help me. Allah Ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Who is there that a person is in distressful condition when he calls out to Allah, أَإِلَهُمَّ Allah? Is there any other God besides Allah? There is nobody for us besides Allah. And this is what we come to learn here. Allah, give me the reality and all of us. Then Hazrat explained that this ocean of love of Allah, the more you tread, the more you get the marifat of Allah, that you see this ocean, you're going deeper. But it's just, the waves are just not coming to an end. Nahi khatma hoti mauje musalsal, mere behre gham ka kinara nahi. Hazrat says, so beautiful, that you're sitting at the lap of the ocean, at the shore, you see the waves are just coming continuously. But all the waves of all the oceans in the world, this is just the creation of Allah. It will definitely come to an end. And look at the qudrat of Allah, water just flows. But Allah Ta'ala shows that waves are coming with force. But where Allah wants it to stop, it stops. Where Allah doesn't want it to stop, it will flow over. What Hazrat says, more better than that ocean is the ocean of the love of Allah. That mere behre gham ka kinara nahi. Hazrat has put it, the ocean of my grief. The grief is that grief which has enjoyment in there. Yet, O Allah, on the one hand, as we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. In the day they are making effort to try and inform people and connect people towards Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the night they are building their connection with Allah. Sleep a little, very little do they sleep, and get up in tahajjud, in qiyam, in sajda, in du'as. And after all that, they know they are begging Allah, that oh Allah, move the fire of Jahannam away from us. That we ourselves then never ever have support on our ibadat or anything. It is only you, O Allah. So Allah, the ocean of your love has got no shore. All other oceans in the world got shores. This ocean of the love of Allah, the more you go into it, the more you want to go deeper. And you'll find there's no shore. After all, how can there be a shore when Allah is unlimited? Allah's love is unlimited. Allah's marifat is unlimited. Then a person realizes that I don't have the ability whatsoever to obey Allah's command and to perform, make ibadat as Allah wants me. So all the time we try, but immediately after that we learn that astaghfirullah, oh Allah, please forgive us. And we beg the forgiveness of Allah. And then Hazrat explains so beautifully, koi kashti-e gham ka hai na khuda bhi, mere mauj-e gham be sahara nahi. That oh Allah, if there is a ship moving in the ocean also, and now that ship there's heavy storms coming, and people that think that they're enjoying themselves in world cruises on the ocean, etc. But when the shore comes, when that storm comes, now the ship is going this way and that way. But there might be a pilot of that ship also, but he is also in distress. He also doesn't know how to pilot the ship out of the storms here. But O Allah, the storm of my ocean of your love is not without support. That there are different conditions come in my life, even in the part of the love of Allah Ta'ala. As our Hazrat explained, that nafs and shaitan will never leave any person. And the more you get the closeness of Allah, the more shaitan tries and attack you. The more he tries and let nafs play havoc with you. But Hazrat says that, oh Allah, I've got full yakin, it is not without support. But thus we have to be working till the last breath and be worried. And further Hazrat explained so beautifully, which is very, very important, especially in today's time and age. Ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aapka hai. Nahi aapka hai jo hamara nahi. That O Allah, Akhtar, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat says, O Allah, I'm only those people who are yours. Not every person is an alim. Every person might be doing work of deen, but that person who hasn't got the love of Allah, that person is not mine. That person who's got the concern of getting the love of Allah and is an ashik, that is my person. That is a person I will mix with. This is also very important. You want to reach Allah, wahdati matlab, wahdati maqsad. Have one object and have one person to guide you. Today we want to listen to different bayans and we get overtaken. And then we get lost in the process. Hazrat says, no, everybody is not mine, O Allah. Yet those who are yours are mine. Nahi aapka jo hamara nahi. And you'll find that who is yours, those people will definitely be mine. So we have to learn here from our Hazrat, yet how to choose our friends also. And keep connected to our mashayikh, and then we will see, there's no question of confusion, and we will realize that our object and purpose is that we gain this love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah grant us out of true mercy and kindness.